I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Allie Burlow, and this time it's sheep, pigs, cows, and chickens.
I'm in the barn on the last day of the 156th Martha's Vineyard Agricultural Fair to see the livestock. It's my favorite part of the fair, and where the farmers, young and old, bring their best to show. It has all the sights and smells of a barn. It's busy and dusty and loud and filled with all walks of life, human and otherwise. I found a couple of vineyard farmers still there. First up, Simon Athern from West Tisbury.
This past winter, my family, we got sheep and we're moving into a sheep flock. And we set up breeding late this year, so they just lambed. And we figured that lambs got to go to the fair. There's very few times someone lambs in August. You know, it's usually an April thing or earlier. And these, we chose this Navajo Churro variety. We're excited about it. It's on the Slow Food Arc of Taste.
The Arc of Taste is that ongoing initiative of Slow Food USA. You might remember Elspeth Hayes' report on the successful campaign to get the Wellfleet oyster and the Northern Quahog into its catalog. The ARC focuses on heritage foods, promoting all kinds of crops, aquatics, and livestock, like the breed of sheep the Atherns chose, specifically because they are threatened. The theory and practice is eat it to save it.
We knew a farmer in Vermont that had this flock, and we specifically searched him out because we think that the heritage breed, that there's a desire for it. And I think it'll separate us in the marketplace selling the meat. So we're excited about that, excited to get them out here. And the children love it. Our children love coming here every day, tending the animals, waiting for judging, hoping for ribbons. That's very exciting.
And did they ribbon this year?
They did. We got blue ribbons. You and lamb class. It's pretty good.
They're beautiful. The sheep have long fleece, like a lazy, ropey mop, and a reputation for being personable and low maintenance. It's estimated that about 15,000 people go through the animal barn over the course of the fair. The barn couldn't run without the support of volunteers, a workforce of 18 to 15 people that's made up mostly of kids.
This place is like 4 days of intensive farming.
That's Brian Athern, Simon's cousin. He's also a farmer in the vineyard, and during the ag fair, he's the barn manager.
You know, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of cleaning up, and there's a lot of maintaining and a lot of awareness and trying to make sure that the people aren't doing things to the animals that are stressing them out. And we have a good batch of volunteers that are here, and, you know, they inform the people that aren't aware of what the farm animals are.
Volunteering in the barn as a kid is like training ground for future farming. I never thought of it like that before.
I've had kids come back after years and they say that they either work on a farm or they got animals at their house against their parents' wishes, but they ended up doing it and the parents wanted to encourage it. It's great. You know, I have a kid that's here from New Jersey who's never been on a farm in his entire life, and he's mucking out stalls and he's feeding animals and he's watering chickens, and, you know, he's learning all about what the everyday parts of farming are like.
I asked Brian about the impact of the barn on visitors who don't really get to be on farms. Whereas here, they actually get to experience the animals in a more personal way.
Yeah, it's really interesting. People are very curious. One of the reasons that I really enjoy doing this job is so that you can teach people what it's like with animal husbandry and, you know, poultry and, you know, ducks and all that stuff. And it's a great medium to be able to present what it is that a lot of us have in our lives every day that these people have no concept of what it is, and you can actually get that message across to them. It's a great format.
Then there are visitors like 10-year-old Jameson Whitmarsh, who I met over by the sow and her piglets. He was with his mom, Amy, and they're from Edgartown. They aren't farmers, but they do love animals, and they come to the fair every year. Over this summer, he's been working every Wednesday in the garden at his grade school. He was also awarded a week-long internship at a farm-based camp on the island. So you've been around farms a lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
I always wonder about people visiting this barn so freely, and if it makes them want to have a farm, or how it makes them think about the connection between the animal, meat, and dinner. It's a weird relationship. I struggle with it myself sometimes. I found that a lot of folks seemed uncomfortable even talking about it. If you had a farm, what would you want to raise on your farm?
Probably chickens, I would say. Easy to clean up after, and easy to feed.
Well, and eat the chickens. That's awful.
Another animal I'd probably get on a farm is cows.
For the milk or for the meat?
Milk.
Meat. It's awful again.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can see some pictures of those Navajo churro sheep and some piglets, too, at our website, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.